Doctor.
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 And doctor. Well, we miss anyone?
He's Northwestern Medicine VP. Call Dr. Morse right now.
Couple of crazy warm days for this time of year, 85 today and tomorrow, and then 70s Wednesday before it gets back into more fall-like 60s for the rest of the week. Flu season. We'll get into flu season when Doc comes in to shoot us up with his flu shot situation coming up soon. But, Doc, I want to talk about convenience. Can we talk about convenience?
Yeah. Everything's convenient these days, isn't it?
Well, it seems like it. But what do we trade for the need for convenience and the need for it now when it comes to our health?
Yeah. And it's a great question. You know, when we look at convenience now, you know, I tell people all the time, how many times have you driven down the street these days and seen another urgent care or convenient care or a walk-in clinic? You know, so the days of the going to see your doc for every problem are gone. And we're looking for more convenience. You can't blame the consumer or the patient. Why should I take a day off to work to come to see you when it's convenient for your schedule, when I can walk into this clinic, be seen by a doctor, and it's convenient for my schedule? So you totally understand the predicament we're in, and we're starting to see more and more of it.
How do we feel the Walgreens and CVS clinic experiences are? Is that working out?
You know, I think it is. You know, they don't have physicians. They have what we call APNs or PAs, advanced practice providers. They take care of a smaller number of problems. So as long as you're going there for the appropriate problem, you're probably being seen by a great clinician. And, you know, Walgreens is smart. They know that a lot of these end up with prescriptions in their hands, and they get the prescription filled right there while they're there. So they'll say that's extremely convenient. But there's also some concerns of overuse of medications.
What is a poly pill?
Yeah, so a poly pill is, this is very
it's
interesting.
It's underdog's girlfriend.
Right.
Sweet poly pill.
Poly pill.
Right.
Well, two studies just came out in the last couple of weeks. One was done in Iran, believe it or not, and one was done here in Mobile, Alabama, I should say.
Mobile.
Yeah. So it's interesting. What they did is they took two groups of individuals that took the same four medications, and it's a very common group of medications. One is aspirin, one is a statin drug to lower your cholesterol, one's a diuretic for blood pressure, and one's something called an ACE inhibitor, which helps protect the heart. And their premise was, if we put all these in one pill, we'll have higher compliance and better outcomes than the individual who takes those four pills individually. And believe it or not, it showed exactly what they were talking about.
So they hit a home run.
They hit an absolute home run, and it's really interesting if you think about it. Here they showed a 40% decrease in heart incidence for those patients who had never had a heart problem, and a 25% decrease in the cardiovascular risk if you took the poly pill. So it goes back to the convenience side that we're talking about on this. It says, wait a second, if we make it convenient for someone just to take one pill versus to take four pills, boy, we're going to have better outcomes as well.
All right. Now, I don't want to be a conspiracy theorist here.
Yep.
But
yep.
If you go with the big pharma wants to make as much money as possible, and they're a business. They're entitled to do that as long as it's legal. But we've certainly seen evidence of crazy prescription prices and dramatic increases that don't even remotely make sense. How would big pharma sign on to something like this?
Well, it's interesting you think that way, too, because you would hope all the drugs I just listed are generic and are made by multiple companies. So you would think that a company would say, hey, let's partner together to make this. And you would hope that the cost would come down, because the cost of prescriptions also has what we call a filling cost. So when you go into Walgreens, and if I went in and got one pill, the poly pill, it wouldn't take the pharmacist long to do it. They could count them out, put them in one jar. Here you go. Boom, you're done. The other one now, I have four different pills. They have to put it into four. It takes more pharmacy time, takes more production time. So you would think that the price would actually come down because of labor costs as well as convenience, and that they're all generic medications. So it would be very difficult for them to make an argument as to why they would charge a higher price.
Yeah, but what are they saying? Are they speaking on this? Are they concerned about it? Like, you know, when you see your trade papers, your trade bags, is there stuff about this, or is this early?
This is early. This just came out in the last couple of weeks. So this is early, and now a lot of people are looking at it. Excuse me. And the researchers are also saying, wait, if we know that they're being compliant, maybe we don't need to have 10 milligrams of drug X. We can actually get better control with 5 milligrams of drug X. So we'll actually potentially be using less medication and have much higher compliance. When you look at compliance, any medication that needs to be taken once a day, compliance can be 60, 70, 80%, believe it or not. But once you get to twice a day, three times a day medications, that compliance just drops off. Nobody can remember to take a drug three times a day.
Now, if you take multiple prescriptions, you know, five, I don't know, some people take 10, 15, whatever. You know, it's not like we're putting these in a Slurpee, right? This is not going to be a smoothie someday because you can't combine all meds together and have the same sort of success with them. Is that accurate?
Correct. So there's different drug interactions that you might have, so we've got to be careful of that. But there are very common combinations that they could do this for to increase compliance. And a lot of them are actually going to go on timing of medications, right? This one is really better to take in the morning because it'll keep you awake. This one might make you a little drowsy, so it's better to take at night. But just the concept of them putting them together to show that, and this group was done in essentially low-income areas where the chance that a patient would run out of one medication and not have the money to get it until the next month, so they would just take three of the medicines. This is being shown that the compliance will go up in lower income individuals as well, which is very important right now.
And there's a particular time you're supposed to take meds. How do you figure all that out when you're combining different drugs?
Yeah, and that is probably the one thing that the researchers are going to have to do. They're going to have to look at combinations of drugs because you hit it right on the head. We have patients that come into the hospital that are taking 10, 15 medications. Now, you need to have a PhD in something to be able to remember to take those and take them at the right time. Wouldn't it be nice if we were able to put some of those pills or some of those medications together in one pill and say, this is now your morning pill. So instead of taking six in the morning, you're only taking one in the morning. Now I'm not getting confused as far as here's all my 15, which ones are in the morning and which ones are in the evening, which ones are at what time. So we're, again, making it easier. And as we age, we're on more medications, and it is much more confusing for people to say which one. So now we're making sure that they're more compliant, taking them at the right time.
Well, it certainly seems promising, doesn't it?
It does. It really does. You know, it sounds like first time we've kind of looked at this from both sides, from the efficacy point of it, saying, boy, we might be able to lower lower the strength of the medication. To look at the compliance side, that we're taking it right, that properly at the right time, to the outcome side, that we're actually having good outcomes, and the cost side. So when you look at all of those things, this certainly looks like it has a future for a home run if you can get the right combinations in the right drugs to the right people.
Gee, here's the problem.
What's the problem?
What's going to happen to the industry that makes those weekly pill organizer things that you see at the...
I was just thinking about that, especially for people that are taking care of their parents. There's so many people now taking care of their elderly parents, and they have to worry about them taking their pills, and so then they have to create, you know, all the pills, and sometimes they don't even fit in one of those little boxes with multiple slots, you know?
So. Gee, you're absolutely right, and a lot of those medications now are generic. So I'll go and get my lisinopril, right? I take that to protect my heart. One time it might be round and pink. The next time it might be oblong and white because the Walgreens has a new generic company that they're dealing with. So it can be very confusing. People come in and I say, well, what medicines are you on? They say, well, I take a blue one for my heart, and I take a green one for my diabetes, and I take a red one for my COPD. They don't know the names of the drugs. We make those two confusing. And now we're changing the colors and changing the shapes, and it's even worse. So to be able to put all these together in one certainly makes sense.
We will attach the PolyPill notes to today's podcast, which will go up soon. And, Doc, we got to get to Troy here, as you know, in Berlin in a couple of minutes.
Yep.
But we've barely scratched the surface on this convenience thing, so let's do this again.
You got it. Tell Troy have a good trip, and you guys travel safe as well.
All right, thanks, man. I'll bring you back a souvenir. I got some Lederhosen with your name on it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Don't steal beer mugs. Don't do that, though.
I think we've all learned. Sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. That's Dr. Kevin Most.